Heartwarming restaurant encounter. Harold didn't think of himself as a regular, but the restaurant staff certainly did. At 80, he had achieved a kind of local celebrity status, not the kind that gets you free meals, but the kind where people greet you like a favorite uncle who always shows up with a good story and clean shoes. The bell over the door jingled as he walked in, and before he could even adjust his glasses, Amy spotted him. Amy was somewhere in that mysterious age range between 35 and 40, the range where people still have energy but have also learned the value of sitting down whenever possible. "There he is," she said, sweeping toward him like he was the guest of honor at a parade only she knew about. "You make my day every time you come in. Your demeanor and smile make me feel very comfortable around you. It's too bad you're not 35 years younger." Harold blinked. At his age, compliments arrive like unexpected packages, delightful, confusing, and occasionally addressed to the wrong person. "Well," he said, "if I were 35 years younger, I'd still be happily married, just with fewer noises coming from my joints." Amy laughed so loudly the couple in the corner looked up from their salads. I know," she said, waving a hand. "I'm just saying you've got a good vibe. Some people walk in and the room gets heavier. You walk in and it gets lighter." Harold wasn't used to being compared to a lighting fixture, but he took it as a compliment. He settled into his usual booth, and Amy brought his drink without asking. "You remind me of my grandfather," she said. "He had that same calm, steady way about him. People trusted him instantly." Harold nodded. "Well, I've lived long enough to know that being kind is easier than being complicated." Amy pointed at him like he'd just revealed the secret to life. "Exactly." Throughout the meal, she checked on him with genuine warmth, not the forced cheerfulness of someone hoping for a big tip, but the easy friendliness of someone who simply enjoyed his company. She told him about her young son, and the customer who once tried to order a cheeseburger without the cheese, the burger, or the bun. When he finished and stood to leave, Amy called out, "Don't stay away too long, okay? You really do make my day." He tipped his imaginary hat. "And you make mine." Walking to his car, Harold felt lighter than he had in weeks. Not because of the compliment, but because it reminded him that connection doesn't retire. You can be 80 and still brighten someone's day. You can be 35 and still find wisdom in someone who's lived twice as long. And as he started the engine, he chuckled to himself. "Too bad I'm not 35 years younger," he thought. But then again, at 35, I didn't get compliments like that.